Grab the boys, grab some beers, and get lucky at Hawthorne Racecourse. Horse racing is the original sports betting and features odds on every race that can make any day a big payday. Fall is here, which means the thoroughbreds are back. Feel the thunder opening weekend as real dirt racing returns October 10th with reduced admission, drink specials, and the thrill of live thoroughbred racing. Or get in on the action at their 7 Chicagoland Club Hawthorne OTBs with races from around the globe. Big odds, big payouts. Get in on the excitement at Hawthorne Racecourse today.
Devil Dog, Squid, Zoomy, Coasty, Grunt. Military veterans have a lot of terms for each other. And now there's a place that reports the news and delivers stories in words vets understand. ConnectingVets.com.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Adios, old friend. Yeah, I've got no secrets and no regrets. Well, a lot of regrets, but the point is I've got nothing to hide. Kind of like the way Progressive shows you their competitors' rates. You got to put it all out there, baby. Excuse me, miss. Does this heart belong to you? Would you like it anyway?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get a floor that's 100% waterproof for life without sacrificing the style you want. The Home Depot has Pergo Outlast Plus laminate starting at just $279 a square foot. With 22 designer colors, Pergo Outlast Plus can fit any style in any room beautifully. And you can rest easy because it's waterproof. Get Pergo Outlast Plus starting at just $279 a square foot at the number one Pergo waterproof laminate flooring retailer, The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See warranty for details.
You'll never find another like me.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That's 4% cash back on milkshakes with extra whipped cream. And 4% to get extra loud at the show. The Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Hey guys, it's Taylor. You can buy my new album, Lover, at taylorswift.com.
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
And we're back with Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. Line 7, what's your question?
Such a long season. How do the players stay on top of their game?
They're Sleep Number 360 smart beds. You can choose your comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Next caller.
Okay, but can it help keep me asleep?
Yes, it senses your movement and automatically adjusts to keep you both comfortable for proven quality sleep. The Queen Sleep Number 360 C4 smart bed is now only $13.99, plus special financing available, only for a limited time. To find your competitive edge, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Get to Old Navy Saturday for 50% off all sweatshirts. Frost-free puffer vests for $15 for adults, $12 for kids, and leggings just $8 for women, $5 for girls. Saturday at Old Navy. Valid 10-5, select vests only. 50% off excludes in-store clearance, active and licensed.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
This week, Mully and Haw got you ready for the Bears' Week 5 matchup against the Raiders with expert analysis from former Bears head coach Dave Wannstedt.
The most dangerous thing about Oakland is Derek Carr is by far a better quarterback than Kirk Cousins. You know what I mean? And so if Derek Carr, the quarterback for Oakland, if he gets hot, he can make some plays and make some throws. So it'll be interesting to see. This might be a blitz-a-thon game. You know what I mean? This could be one where you see more pressure out of the Bears defense with Chuck Pagano. Yeah, I could see Chuck being confident enough to lock these receivers down and let's bring some heat.
Radio.com Sports NFL insider Michael Lombardi.
The Raiders want this to be a slower track. They need it to be a slower track to slow down Mac. I don't think they're going to slow down Mac. Gruden's going to have to game plan against him. And if I were Chuck Pagano, I would build a whole different way. I would move Mac around early in the game so Gruden can get off his script. The key is to get Gruden off the script. Where Gruden's really effective is when he can study for the game and plan it.
The Chicago Tribune's Brad Biggs.
Carr's been sacked 8 times. The Raiders have done a decent job protecting him. When you talk about 4 games, 8 sacks, Gruden is protecting the quarterback with a quick game. The ball is coming out extremely quick, and that game plan worked for Oakland against the Broncos. Gruden's not a dummy. He knows what Mac can do. He's seen what he's done for the Bears. I would think that they're going to have that dialed up even more this week. And if that's the case, Mac will have a couple chances in the game, because it can't be the ball coming out extremely quick on every drop back by the quarterback. But the chances will probably be limited, and we'll have to see if he can make a play. I certainly would not bet against him.
And Hall of Fame NFL writer Dan Pompey.
The other thing that should keep them honest a little bit is the fact that they do have these injuries, and they are starting Chase Daniel. You kind of remove the emotional equation from it, that the guy comes in and gives you a spark, and everyone is energized, and all of a sudden everyone's feeling good, and the stadium's going crazy. Now, it's not like that, and the Raiders know what they're facing in Chase Daniel. They're preparing for him all week, which the Vikings didn't do to the same extent. So the Bears have to take the opponent and the situation seriously, and if not, there could be dire consequences.
London's calling the Bears. Can Chase Daniel lead them to victory? Mully, Haw, and your reaction to Bears Raiders Monday morning starting at 5 a.m.
London calling through the faraway towns. Now war is declared.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score.
Well done, guys.
Very well done, Ray. Bless you. Yeah. Kevin had nothing to do with
nice
it.
Nice job, Ray.
He was trying to sabotage.
I'm not
going to
take credit for Ray's production.
All right. That's
so good job, Ray.
Go,
Ray.
Unselfish of you.
Good job, Ray. I didn't do anything.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
A lot of good insight there.
That's pretty much the description of our show.
Interesting week. And going to be a fun game to watch on Sunday. You don't like the narrative of Khalil Mack seeking revenge or getting satisfaction or feeling vindictive, a word that he liked.
Yes.
When playing the Raiders.
I got to tell you, I don't understand it, okay? I don't understand the angle of Khalil Mack's revenge. I just don't understand it. Maybe he didn't like the way Gruden communicated with him or when things went awry and he... But
that's
think
it.
About that's all it is.
That's got to be.
He must feel that he was disrespected in some fashion, and
right.
A guy like him on a Hall of Fame track, you know, wants everybody to appreciate what he does. But I can't imagine that Khalil Mack can play any harder than he plays. Again, this is not a guy who takes plays off. This is a guy who is relentless. This is a guy that is always working, and you don't become that player if you're not. Doing if you're not maximizing all that you can do. So the idea that he's going to raise himself to some different level, I'd love to see it. I really am excited at the idea of that. But think about what happened to Khalil Mack, right? He's playing for the Oakland Raiders. Now, they got a rabid fan base, but they're kind of the White Sox to the Cubs out in the Bay Area, right? The San Francisco 49ers are the big team with the nice place and all, and the Oakland Raiders are
they're the rebels
and
they're overlooked.
They're kind of
underappreciated.
Totally underappreciated. The
play in the ballpark that's not the greatest.
They play in this terrible ballpark. It's an absolute awful building, and everyone knows they're moving and all that stuff. They don't have the money to give Mac the contract he wants. That's something we keep ignoring.
No,
it came down to cash as much as
anything
else. We
do keep ignoring that, and I think it's a valid point to make, but I think it's easy to ignore, Mully, because what you have in pro sports is you don't have this happen a lot. You have a franchise in the Raiders that's valued at like $2.9 billion, and for the layperson, for people that are just looking at this from afar saying, how could they not write a check that they couldn't, you know, have enough funds to cover?
Right.
So when
it's
you say that
between cash on hand and the amount of money we value a team to be,
and what they had was a problem with the cash on hand,
they couldn't
afford to keep him.
So you're not going to be able to give him the long term contract. So they turn around and they try to again. And this is Gruden. He's rebuilding the whole thing. So he knows he has a Hall of Fame player, but he's looking at the defense and it didn't matter. They weren't that much better with him. So we're going to rebuild the whole thing. So we're going to get the best deal. We're going to trade him. So if you're Khalil Mack, you get traded from Oakland. You get traded from a hinterland type place to Chicago where you have one fan base, right? There's not two teams in town. It's not like, you got the Giants fans and the Jets fans or out in Los Angeles, wherever it might be. It's Chicago. So it's one of the premier franchises. They immediately make you the highest paid player in the league. They tell you how much they want you. You have this unbelievable impact on the team. People love this guy.
Yeah, but you know what?
Everybody in the stadium's wearing your jersey.
But the best part of it was is that stuff didn't matter to him.
Well,
that's what, you know, coming to Chicago wasn't appealing to Khalil Mack because of all that came with being a Chicago Bear. The external rewards, those things didn't matter. That's what makes him great, because he was happy and satisfied in Oakland. And so you can't understand by some level, Molly, he was already content in many ways by being with the team that drafted him, by being around guys that he became close friends, and by being the best player he could be in the organization that he wanted to be there forever in his mind.
And we already have people that are checking us on this. You know, they gave Gruden $100 million. They gave Gruden $10 million a year. They don't have to put up the money for a coach the way you have to do it for a player, okay?
Guaranteed.
You have to have the money in escrow in order to guarantee the contract. They did not. They paid Antonio Brown, you clowns. They did not pay him $100 million.
They didn't pay him a dime.
Okay?
They didn't pay him a dime.
I'm just saying.
In retrospect.
It's about the amount of money that had to go into escrow that they didn't have on hand. I'm just being honest about it. I think in the best of all possible worlds, they would have kept him. Now, because Gruden's an offensive coach, because he prioritized trying to get all that stuff figured out, They're obviously going in a different direction. I'm not saying they should have traded Khalil Mack.
But I think
Mack.
It was more than that. I think it was because Gruden's he mishandled this from a public relations standpoint.
Yes. And from a personal standpoint,
especially, the relationship business for coaches is huge. And when you found out this week, and you sort of were reminded by, they didn't have an actual conversation. But
that's,
you know,
crazy.
What? John Gruden talked a lot about Khalil Mack, and that was his mistake. That probably bugged Khalil Mack. So when he says, I want some revenge, it's probably rooted in those personal feelings and those misgivings about how that was handled from their end. And he wants to get back at Gruden. This is probably a very personal thing from that standpoint. So I get the motivation, but it does capture your imagination. What does a motivated Khalil Mack look like?
But I mean, doesn't he seem to be motivated every game?
Yes.
I hope I'm wrong.
But how much better can he be? Really? How much better can he be?
There was a preseason game where I think it was Wilbur Marshall back in the day had decided to try to figure out how good he could be in a game, something like that. And he went crazy and just was, I mean, it was stunning to watch him. And it was only like, I think it was a half or something like that. If Khalil Mack wants to put on a show, I got to tell you, when Khalil Mack started with the Bears, when he played that first half against
Aaron Rodgers
and the Green Bay Packers,
DeSean Kizer,
I don't know that we've ever seen anything like that. That was absolutely extraordinary. Yeah, DeSean Kizer. So you knock Rodgers out, and then but Rodgers did come back and win that game. I just want the Bears to win the game. I don't want to be sitting here next week talking about, oh my God, Khalil Mack went absolutely crazy. What a pity they lost that game. Just don't focus on, let Khalil Mack get Khalil Mack's revenge. Let's not turn the whole damn thing into something that has nothing to do with going there, taking care of business, and coming home.
And being the kind of guy that he is,
that's all he cares about.
The Khalil Mack revenge would be perfect if they devoted 2.5 blockers to him every single snap.
Sure.
Leonard Floyd had 2 sacks.
That's fine.
And Roy Robertson Harrison had a takeaway, and the Bears had a pick 6. And because they paid so much attention to Khalil Mack, the 10 other guys dominated.
Do you think if you're Akeem Hicks, one of the reasons you want to make sure you make that trip and get back on the field is because you just saw your replacement get a couple sacks?
No question about it.
And you know that they're there for you, and everybody's going to be worried about Mack.
It's the Mack factor, but just don't tell Hicks that matters, because he'll resent that idea. But it does matter, and you see it happen all the time. How about Nick Williams? You think Nick Williams didn't benefit from the attention paid Khalil Mack? These guys are coming out of the woodwork because they want to get on the field. They want to get to the backfield. They want to get to the quarterback because it's open for business.
But what I'm saying, and this is the bottom line of what I'm saying, I'm trying to articulate this, and I'm not doing a very good job of it based on the reaction I'm getting from the text line here. What I'm saying is, to me, Khalil Mack appears to be as motivated a player as you're going to find in the NFL. He is the kind of guy that's going to give everything he's got on every play. I don't see him taking breaks. I don't see him taking plays off. I don't see him not wanting to perform. And the idea that now he's going to tap into the extra Khalil Mack level that only exists when he's vindictive, I think does him a disservice. I hope I'm wrong.
I think you're right,
because
though.
It could be absolutely something.
I think you're right. I think you can
have
both.
There could be fireworks, David.
Guys like that find motivation. They're self-motivated. And maybe this is one of the things that he has to, a perceived slight, he turns into a bigger deal. The biggest compliment you could give Khalil Mack, we spent all week doing it, we'll spend the rest of the season doing it. Coaches that he has now, coaches that he used to have, they talk about him like he's a college kid or a high school kid. Boy, his parents did a nice job. Boy, he's a really fine young man.
Yes.
He's 28 years old. He's a $100 million player. He's a professional athlete. He's nothing like, he's no prima donna. There's no diva in him.
Right.
He comes to work every day, every play.
Yeah, doesn't get in trouble, doesn't do anything that would make you, you know, kind of.
He's not going to make you lose sleep if you're a coach.
That's exactly right. That's a great way of putting it. All right, there you have it. That is our show for the week. Can't wait to see that game. Really looking forward to it. I personally can't wait to see the Blackhawks at 1 o'clock this afternoon. That is fantastic. The best thing about our schedule is that we get to watch this sort of a sporting event.
Yes.
So that's phenomenal. We got baseball all day. There's so much going on, but this is really fun stuff. All right, we've got Dan and Connor coming in next. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
If you love Bears football, you'll love our lineup of Bears experts on all your favorite Score shows throughout the season, including NFL great Boomer Esiason, former Bear long snapping guru Patrick Manley, Bears expert from the Chicago Tribune Rich Campbell, fantasy expert Paul Churchian, from The Athletic Kevin Fishbane, former quarterback Sage Rosenfeld, ProFootball.com's Mike Florio, and many more, all right here and all season long, only on Chicago's home for Bears fans, Sports Radio 670 The Score, or radio.com sports station.
Are you hungry for the usual today? Or are you ready to spice things up with the new Nashville Hot Brisket from Firehouse Subs? We're kicking up our slow-smoked beef brisket with Nashville Hot Seasoning. It's topped with melted pepper jack and our sweet and tangy slaw, served piping hot on a toasted cornbread roll. Yeah, a cornbread roll. Save time. Order your new Nashville Hot Brisket on the Firehouse Subs app today. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only.
Until you've tried CBD products, you don't know how powerful they may be for so many health concerns or why CBD users say it's done a complete turnaround for me. CBD from the cannabis plant may provide many of the health benefits of marijuana, but without the high. It requires no prescription. Discover gimmick-free CBD at cbdistillery.com and enter Dustin for 20% off. Again, enter Dustin for 20%.
If you're a fan of the NFL, come on over to the Deceptively Fast podcast on radio.com or wherever else you download your podcast. I'm Seth Payne. I'm a retired NFL player. You might know me if you're old and you follow expansion teams. If not, no big deal. We have a good time. And look, I've been hit in the head a bunch of times. But I still know some stuff. Most importantly, I interview people who know stuff. Players, coaches, media, insiders, the whole gamut. Check it out. It's the Deceptively Fast podcast at radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Haw. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Brian Pacey, of course, the general manager of the Chicago Bears. We're down in Bourbon A.
A year ago at this time, when you walked onto, you know, training camp and it was your fourth season, you had a new coach, you had a lot of uncertainty, and you, let's face it, there was a lot of skepticism surrounding the Chicago Bears. That doesn't exist anymore. In one season with 12 victories, it all sort of vanished. How different is this training camp this time around?
David, it's a completely different feel. The culture and the chemistry of this team, and led by our head coach, good things are happening right now. And I think for a combination of reasons, one of them is the development of a lot of our younger players is getting better and better. Obviously, Coach Nagy and the culture that's been established under him. So it's a good feeling right now. We know we got a lot of work to do, but the culture and the chemistry of this team, the young talent we have on this team, and led by our head coach, good things are happening right now.
Mully and Haw, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Knock some projects off your to-do list without having to do them yourself. Every day, over 8,000 homeowners turn to the Home Depot's home services to help install carpets, heating and cooling systems, sheds, nearly any home improvement project. Visit homedepot.com/services and go from to-do to done with licensed local pros backed by the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For license information, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
With the Capital One Quicksilver card, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere. It's easy. That's just the way I like it.